Tech of Sports, episode 100, the 100th episode of the Tech of Sports, tonight on Netcast Studio. Netcast Studio mobile apps are a great way to receive our content for your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. And don't forget Stitcher Radio for all your devices. The Tech of Sports, the proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. The Tech of Sports is a production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. We record every Wednesday, and the show is available usually the next day at netcaststudio.com. The download, the embed, the stream, get it all at netcaststudio.com. Partner here at the network is podcast.placed. If you're interested in keeping up with podcasting news, check out the daily coverage at podcast.placed as your primary information source. And Igloo Radio, the Tech of Sports, is now heard on Igloo Radio. That's I-G-L-U. Listen to Igloo Radio anytime to hear shows on demand or those you may have missed. In addition to the Tech of Sports, Igloo Radio offers independent and local hometown programs from across the country that you won't find anywhere else. Igloo Radio is spelled I-G-L-U, and it's available for iPhones, iPads, Android mobile devices. You'll find Igloo Radio in both the Apple and Google Play app stores. Igloo Radio, I-G-L-U. Download it today. Welcome, everyone, to the Tech of Sports. No guest tonight, just Steve and I, as the owner of the network and the producer of the show. I thought it was only fitting to have Steve on, no one else I'd rather have on, and it's the 100th episode of the Tech of Sports, so we're going to kind of look back and look where we are right now, maybe where we're going in the future, and just kind of talk for the next 25 or 30 minutes about the Tech of Sports and a little about me. I appreciate feedback I get from listeners of the show. I'm always surprised when I run into someone that mentions the show, or I get an email about it, that really makes my day. And I know that makes Steve's day as the owner of the network. That's why we're here, to engage the listener and to provide education and content. And Steve, thanks for coming on and for everything involved with making the 100th episode of the Tech of Sports possible.
Well, it's my pleasure, Rick. And I was really honored that you asked me to be on, because I figured you'd really have somebody like Peyton Manning or somebody.
He wasn't available. So, yeah. He was too busy doing Saturday Night Live shows.
That's a good possibility, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the 100th episode. It's almost a 3 year, well over 2 years, almost 3 years in the making. For those of you that don't know, this show covers the world of sports technology, and it all started back in March of 2012. Almost 3 years, Steve, of the Tech of Sports. It doesn't seem possible.
It's really hard to believe, Rick. For those that really don't know, we used to have another sports show called, I don't even remember the name anymore.
Sports
Unleashed.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Dave, your son did it for a while.
And when we finally retired that show, we really wanted to get another sports show on the network. And so I put out some feelers. Anybody that had an interest in doing a sports show, please get in contact with me. One day I got this email from a guy named Rick Limpert.
And you're dreading, you've printed out that email and you have it on your wall and you throw darts at it from time to time.
No, I think I deleted it, to be actually honest with you.
Actually, the person you can blame or thank, whoever wants to do that, is my wife, who saw the little post you had made looking for someone that may want to launch a show on your network. And she's the one that made me reply back to it.
Is that right?
That's the story behind it. I think I maybe told you that one other time, but she's the one responsible. She's the one you got
to
blame.
I'm going to need to have a talk with her, because you know what she ended up doing to my life now after these couple years?
Well, I mean, you had a full head of hair 3 years ago. So,
this is true. I remember firing you a couple questions and you responded, and I said, you know, let's get together and chat about it. And you said, okay, when I get back from wherever. And so I emailed you again. I go, and you said, well, now I'm here. Wait till I get back to here. I'm going, well, if this guy is all over the place, how in the heck is he ever going to have time to podcast? But in the end,
that's the magic of internet.
It really is. And you've done some of the shows from some pretty unique places.
Yeah, from places, or taped them at places and then brought them back, or sent them to you. It's, you know, it's really amazing what, you know, how you can do pretty much anything from a remote location. But it's always, you know, just good to be at home and in my own little office here upstairs. When we first started the show, I was doing the show from my kitchen, because my brother was living up in my office because he had to move out of his residence where he was, and he was living with us temporarily.
Those were unique days, because back then we also used to record video.
And he was walking behind sometimes, so the camera.
It was always entertaining, or later on, your dog would unplug you.
No, the dog would chew through the microphone cord, and four headsets with mics on it were retired because of the dog, and one while I was even live on the air, I think.
I know there was a couple times you end up making a run to Best Buy for another headset.
Those were dark days in the world of the tech boards. We had a tech show, and the guy who ran the show, me, couldn't keep the technology away from the sharp teeth of the dog.
I think things are a lot better now, though.
They are. The dog is over 2 years old now. We've had one episode where I left the dog downstairs for an extended period of time. She's fine if you leave her down there for a little bit. But if you leave her down there for more than she wants to, I came back downstairs one time and there were teeth marks in my cord to my laptop again. So she gives me every once in a while little hints that don't leave me alone for too long.
I'm the same way. If Debbie leaves me alone too long, I start chewing things up.
That's because you don't have a Chick-fil-A near you to go and get something to eat for yourself.
No, actually, the only time I've been there, I was in Texas last August, and it's the first time I'd ever even seen one of them. Hey, Rick, just real quick, I wanted to, from me personally, the last couple of years have been so incredible with you on the network. You bring a unique talent that is hard to come by. You become a great personal friend of mine and to the rest of my family. We've had the opportunity to meet up one time in Palm Springs. I really and truly appreciate everything you do to assist me with this network and everything you do for your show. Thank you.
Well, that's really what it's all about. No thanks necessary. I'm thanking you. I mean, that's really what it's all about when you go deep down into it is, a personal relationship and, doing things for other people. And then also, bringing the message of what your network, a Netcast Studio, represents and, good times, bad times. And, that's what it's all about. You look back on all of them and you got a smile, I think.
Well, I'm smiling today for episode 100. And Rick, when you do your shows, it's usually with a guest and about various topics, but I'm not honestly sure if your listener base honestly knows about you and what you do. Would you mind just going over that briefly?
Yeah, and fill in the gap, Steve, if I forget something, but cause I'm getting kind of old. Yeah, I'm mainly a writer, and kind of to help my writing. 3 years ago, I kind of decided to put myself out there more. Doing radio, and that evolved into TV, and really it all kind of started here with my first radio segment on terrestrial radio with being on Netcast Studio and the Tech of Sports, and then helping you out with various other shows if we've done those. So, I mean, mainly a writer and, proud to be a broadcaster and a podcaster as well, because that's where things are really heading. And, I've written a couple books now in the last few years. And I mean, I kind of trace it, Steve, all back to, meeting you and coming on the network. That really helped, expand me out of a little cubicle office or the kitchen in my house, or going over to Starbucks and doing the writing, which I was always marketing myself for and being helpful on so many levels to different people. But also, help doing the show has helped expand my name and my brand as far as I do event coverage for organizations and for events. And that can be, a great thing and semi-lucrative and get travel gig. It all kind of revolves around, what I do and my name and the way you put out the shows, being professional. So it's, when you sit there and think about it, it's like, wow, I do all that stuff. It's hard for me to keep track of all I do sometimes. I probably forget something, but if people want to know what I do, everything is pretty much on, my website, ricklimpert.info. People can go there and see everything I got going on. It's just, I got a full plate.
Well, you sure do. I know every time I'm talking to you, it's like, whiz, whiz, where am I going? This getting written. That's really a testament to who you are and what you bring to this network. I am glad and I'm happy that Netcast Studio has been able to assist that in some way. And let's also not forget, listeners, that besides being a fan of sports and a writer and all the things he just mentioned, he's an award-winning writer. And that means a lot to our network and I know to you personally.
I don't do what I do to get awards. I do what I do to make a living and make a difference. So, but anytime you're recognized, as Steve, a nominated podcast network and, lauded in by the media and in articles, you know that anytime that happens on your behalf, you're appreciative of that. But that, that's on the side but it's good to know that people are listening. So, I've run into people at events and they see my my the lanyard and the name tag I'm wearing. And I've been approached on more than one occasion. And, you know, someone said they know the Tech of Sports or they listen to it, including the college professor one time that said she played an episode on one of the ones we did for one of her college classes. They studied that episode. Believe it or not, I don't know how that was possible, but that gives you a good feeling.
Well, it does. And it's one of the reasons we do these, you know, podcasters typically, except for the exception, really don't make a living at it. But it's for the distribution of information and of a topic that we really love. And the typical podcast, on an average, only lasts between 7 and 10 episodes before they give it up. They just wash away. And you've hit episode 100. So where do you want to go from here?
Well, let's try another 100 before... you know, before something happens to either one of us, I guess. So it's, you know, we put it out regularly. I think that's the key. People know that. And we have regular listeners and we hopefully pick up new listeners with each show, depending on who our guest is. That drives, I think, listeners a lot of times, or, you know, something quirky in the news sometimes will draw a listener, or, you know, like I said, the college professor, she had a class on one of the episodes we did. So it's not an exact science, but we try our best. And before I know you listed your favorite episodes. We'll get to that in a second. But I just want to, you know, say that I've brought on, or people have contacted me. We've had, you know, it's not just an inventor on the show trying to explain technology and his product. We've had that, and those are great. But I mean, we've brought up a pretty wide variety of guests on this show. I'd want to look at any other show on pretty much any other podcast network and see a show where they've had the variety of guests that we've had on the Tech of Sports and the name power. A lot of times we had an episode I taped recently at the PGA show, 2015 PGA show in Orlando, where, you know, we had Jordan Spieth. We used that episode or my interview on the show. We've had, you know, a professional golfer, Will Wilcox. We've had the PGA Tour wives on the show promoting their calendar. I have a friend who's a top drawer comedian, Greg Schwemm. We've had him on the show, and we had an extremely funny episode kind of talking about the lighter side of sports. It's a wide variety, and, you know, we'll put in the show notes some of the guests. We have some of the episodes to go back and look at. I mean, professional ballroom dancer Edita Slawinska from Dancing with the Stars talked about ballroom dancing and what a tough sport that is. So, you know, it's we're not conventional. We're not just having a former major league coach on or a broadcaster on talking about what they want to talk about. We've had a vast variety of guests.
There's really been a quite large breadth of guests. And every time I look at your next week's show document and I look at the guest, I go, oh my goodness, no way. And it's just continuing to grow. And, you know, one of the great things I personally feel about the show is the different guests you do have on. Because you're not just getting on the show, Rick, and talking about either sports or technology or sports technology integration. You're actually getting experts or famous people in these various fields or industries or the sports per se, and having a discussion on what they're doing, how tech is influencing, impacting their lives. That's what, to me, really makes it interesting.
Well, luckily, I have friends or acquaintances that tell me about these guests. Sometimes I would never been able to even know who some of these people are if it wasn't for the people I know or my travels running into people. Every once in a while, I'll throw a pitch out there to someone just to see what they think about coming on the show. But it's if they go and listen to past episodes, it's a quality show, and they know that it's professionally done, thanks to you. And the network has a good reputation. We're not having somebody on the show to try to corner them and, you know, make them look silly. We're on the show to let them get their message out. And like you said, the main thing is how it impacts not only their lives, but our lives or the listeners' lives. That's really the mission statement of the show. And we try to do that. And we've done it more sports oriented sometimes. We've done it focused more on the technology. We've talked about sports business, just various things. I mean, last week we talked about, you know, publishing and James Ross publishing, self-publishing a golf book and a golf novel. So we cover a wide variety of topics. Some of them, they may not be, you know, for everybody or for you, but chances are there's something on the backlog of the past 99 episodes that you're interested in. And that's really what I try to bring. There's no rhyme or reason for some of these people. It's not there's not a method to my madness when determining a guest. Sometimes it's who's available and who I have access to, and you know, what's current or timely. That's really what I look at, Steve.
To be honest with you, I don't know how you do it week to week when you're talking about your writing, TV, radio, the podcast, coordinating all this. You just do a remarkable job. Before I go any further, Rick, I got two quick things for you. And unfortunately, it's not a check for $500,000, but I've got two real quick items I want to read here. Congrats, Rick, on your 100th show from the Busy Ladies. Glad you're a part of us. And another one, congratulations from Dan and Lyle at Flash Pass. Keep it up, and we will use your show as a history topic.
Wow, that's great.
The entire Netcast Studio family really loves you.
Well, like I said, that's really what it's all about. I'm not out here to, you know, take over your network or to promote my own interest. It's, you know, it's there's no I in team, as they say in sports. So it, you know, really means a lot. And hopefully we're still heading in the right direction and we can keep building on what we've been doing.
Well, you know, all the time we're continually trying to reinvent some things and make things better. And I think I've been doing this since 06 or 07. I can't remember now. And we've made strides upon strides, but there's still a lot of things we can do better. And we're going to continue to work on that.
There's been, I don't know if you ever set up podcasts in your news feed for Google News, Steve, but there's been tons of articles recently on podcasting and the momentum that it's really building now. So I think that's all positive, and we're entrenched. We got in on the ground floor, and you're moving up in the minds of people and the ratings. So it's all positives. I was surprised, Steve, when I turned over the show notes to you that you had added in some of your favorite episodes, because I thought maybe, you know, when I start doing the show, you kind of leave the room and go have a beer in the other room somewhere. I didn't know you were listening to all of them.
Well, I actually start the recorders, I go get a beer, and then I come back and listen. With all the shows, you know, I typically am here in case something happens during the recordings. And of course, I do the post-processing of the shows, but I always enjoy listening to your show. And for some of them, I've been involved with personally, which has always been great. But yeah, I have a couple of my top favorites. And at number 5, and I think probably one of the most interesting, not just your show, but any podcast I've ever heard, was Nicholas Cowie on birding. And he actually made different kinds of bird sounds for us.
Well, different types of animal sounds. He did more than just birds. I'm glad you mentioned this, because last weekend, and I did a piece on it for one of my outlets, it was the great backyard bird count last week around the country. So it was, and I did an article on how they use technology to record the yearly bird count that's done in this country. And it's also done at the same time in Australia and the UK as well. That was a great episode. I was really, I met Nicholas before, and I was glad we were able to set that up and get him on. He was actually a really good guest. I mean, because he's passionate about what he does. Those are the best guests to have on any show, as you know, people that know their stuff, they're passionate about it. And, you know, he would have stayed on for 2 hours talking about birding.
He really would have. And that shows the quality of guests that you bring on that really know their stuff. They just don't come and answer questions. They actually discuss with you whatever their topic is, and it really makes it interesting. So my next one, you mentioned Will Wilcox, which I thought was a fabulous discussion with, and especially at that time, a brand new golfer on the PGA Tour. And this past weekend did really great at the AT&T event. That's number 4 on my list.
Yeah, that was a good one. And we actually, I think he was about a half hour late calling in. So we waited that out. Yeah, that was great to have him. He had a new shoe technology he was using from a shoe company called Echo. That's why we had him on there. And he was gracious enough to come on. He's a real up-and-comer on the PGA Tour. He was a super nice guy on the show, too. Sometimes you talk to PGA guys, and they're kind of, you know, aloof or, you know, indifferent. Will is, that was a great guest. And he was, what, in second or third place for a few of the rounds last week on the tour. So
he was.
He's been a winner on the web.com tour. I think, hopefully, maybe this year, he might sneak up and be a winner or, you know, a top 3 finish on the PGA Tour as well.
He just might. It's unfortunate I'm going to the event this weekend, but right now he's way back in the alternate slot, so won't be seeing him there, but looking for great things from him. One of the shows that really motivated me was the episode you had with Karen Korb on wheelchair tennis.
Yeah, that was a great one. We tackle any sport on this show, including you know, sports like wheelchair tennis. She talked about wheelchair basketball. These are really fun sports to watch. I really admire the people that participate in these sports. She's passionate about it. What really got me from that show, Steve, I don't know if you remember, but how as in a wheelchair chair, she takes on able-bodied athletes and beats them on the tennis court because she's such a good player.
In a lot of ways, people, unfortunately, I'm not sure how to say this, I guess they think of stick and ball as really sports, and that's just not the truth.
No, it's, I mean, a sport is a skill you have to have. You know, I've had an argument last summer with a guy who said that NASCAR drivers, race car drivers, are not athletes. I said, wow, are you off base? Because those guys are in a car for 5-6 hours in ungodly heat, and they have to be physically and mentally sharp at all times. Those guys are definitely an athlete. So, you know, it's a wide range of sports out there, and everybody's a different kind of athlete. And, you know, we've tried to, like I said, variety. We've done variety on this show for the last 99 episodes, some better than others. But you can't say I didn't give you variety.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And talking about variety, number two on my list, which you mentioned her also, and I'm going to butcher her name, so be warned.
I can say it if you want me to say it.
It was the ballroom dancer.
Yeah, Edita Slawinska, the one of the stars of Dancing with the Stars when it was, you know, the top-rated show on network TV. If you watch that show, if you've ever been to a professional ballroom dance competition, these men and women are fantastic athletes. She talked about her training. She talked about the show. She talked about she's a big advocate of professional ballroom dancing, of course, is a sport and a tough one. And that was a great interview. What I remember also about that episode, Steve, is that's when we were doing video, and we did video for the show, but somehow the video got messed up, even right. though she was wearing some nice outfit.
That's why it is number two on my list.
That was a great show. It was great to get her as a guest. And the reason she came on through her PR person, that she was going off on a kind of an extra tour along with Dancing with the Stars, and they wanted to promote that. So, but it was great having her on. She was a delightful guest.
And number one for me, Rick, and you're probably going to have to set this up because it was one of the most technically difficult ones I've ever done.
This was at the time there was a Milwaukee Brewers baseball fan. This is when they were in the playoffs and having a good run, named Front Row Amy, who was getting national attention because she was at every game. And it's a long story. People can go look it up on the internet. I recommend people to go and watch this show because it was video at that time. But there was a comedian who impersonated her named Front Row Andy, and they didn't really know each other. They had never met. And we had Front Row Andy on the show as the guest talking about his comedy and in sports and what he does. And we surprised him by bringing on during the show Front Row Andy to surprise him. And it was priceless.
It really was. And it was difficult because we didn't want him knowing that she was going to be on the show. And since it was video, I couldn't have her already there so he would see her. So we end up having to do some rewiring here in the studio, bring in another Skype machine, bring her in. And then when it was time to surprise him, patch her in, and the look on his face was just, oh, I can't even explain it.
Yeah, he was at a loss for words, and he almost fell off his chair. So it was, it's a little insider thing. You have to kind of know the story of of that whole thing. But I think if you watch the show, you'll get an idea of it, and it was definitely an entertaining show. And thanks, Steve, for your technical know-how in putting that together.
It was a challenge, but it was worth every bit of it.
No challenge is too big for Netcast Studio and the producing skills and editing skills there, Steve.
Oh, so, gosh, thanks.
I mean, maybe some of the equipment you used for doing that is available on Amazon.com, who is another partner here at the network. And you can use the affiliate link, netcaststudio.com/Amazon, for your shopping needs this spring and into the summer. Feel free to do that. No extra cost to you. Help support Netcast Studio and bringing you maybe another 100 episodes of the Tech of Sports and all the other shows like Waves of Tech and Busy Ladies. Go to netcaststudio.com/Amazon and do your shopping. Also, we appreciate if you listen to the show on iTunes, get a review, give a review or a rating on iTunes. That really helps the show and the studio and the other shows as well. So just a couple friendly reminders for you there. So Steve, it's been 3 years in the making to get to these 100 episodes. So it's been a challenge, and it's work. You just don't roll out of bed and do these shows. You put in the hours. I have to find people or find guests sometimes. So it's definitely a challenge. 100 episodes is an accomplishment.
It's nothing to sneeze at, and it is a milestone, and it's a milestone that you should be proud of. And, you know, I really also have to tip my hats off to your entire listener base, because if it's not for a listener base, there is no show.
And thanks for people. Yeah, thanks for, you know, press people or PR people for listening to the show and realizing that it's, you know, it's worthwhile for their client or their guest to come on. So it's... We live in exciting times here, Steve, when it comes to technology, of course, and sports. So when you combine those two things up, I don't know where this is going to go the next 100 episodes or even the next 10 episodes. You don't know what's going to come out. But we'll keep bringing you the best guests we can get and you know, whatever comes out of the knowledge that comes out of my head, whatever that's worth.
Well, what comes out of your head is going to be remarkable information. You're going to have remarkable guests, which equates to a remarkable show.
Yeah, we definitely try, and you deliver absolutely when, you know, we have a technical issue or, you know, we have a mix-up sometimes. So thanks to you, Steve. Thanks to all the people that have been guests. Thanks to the other people that assist there with the network, our spouses and our families. It's always, you know, it's difficult to thank them every week or, you know, after with every show. So when you have a milestone show like this, it's definitely time to do it. And Steve, you know how I always end my show asking the guests, what's the current gadget or piece of technology that they can't live without? What's yours right now?
Because of what I do when it comes to the studio. Well, certainly it's my studio, but currently it's going to be my new digital mixer that we use to produce all these shows with.
Mixer really is key to making people sound good and doing everything, isn't it?
Well, it really is, because otherwise we would have a lot of difficulty in, you know, making all of these various sound sources come into one place that we can record them. This one has the ability where I don't need the racks of equipment that I used to have to do compression and limiting and all those kinds of things. It's all built into the board. So when the output from this new digital mixer goes into our recording system, it's already sounding really good and been pre-processed. So all we basically have to do is clean up the files and scrunch them up to MP3s and send them out.
It's definitely streamlined, hopefully, what you do. And things sure do sound great on this show and every other show that you have. So it's a big undertaking, and I'm proud to be a small part of it. And let's shoot for another 100, Steve.
Let's go for it. Sky's the limit, right?
Let's do the next 100 in 1 week.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. That's a lot of work.
You've always talked about doing a podcast marathon of some sort on the on the network. So let's hope. We'll think about that later this year. Well, maybe we can do something on that, and you know, record a couple Tech of Sports in one night, or you know, everybody does a doubleheader, two shows in one night, and you know, maybe that brings some more publicity to the studio.
I think it'd be a great idea, and we can live stream it and just have a good old party, and maybe we can come up with something to raise some money for a charity or something.
Yeah, I want to have I want to see your son Mikey on the studio one time, the one night show, Steve. Is he available to be a guest at some point? He's a pretty interesting character, isn't he?
He's more than interesting. He is undescribable, and I'm sure
undescribable.
Undescribable. Yes. Undescribable. He is something else. He is a hoot. He is pretty much any word you could come up with. But, you know, he originally did Ways of Tech with Dave and I, and, oh, I'm certain I can get him on.
That would be fun to have all that clan on there. And does he know sports at all fairly well?
Well, if you consider a Steelers fan loving sports, yes, he is. He's into hockey, baseball.
Oh, that's great.
Supercross, football.
He has got kids that play sports a little bit, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got three boys. One of them's the oldest one's a freshman in high school.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, that makes me really old.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go there tonight. I'm not going to go there tonight. I'll leave that for another, maybe a conversation corner at some point. So
sounds good. We have fun,
Steve,
on that show.
Yeah, we have fun on this show. Steve, thanks for all you do. Thanks for coming on the 100th episode. And thanks to my dog for not disturbing me tonight or chewing any cords. So That's a positive. A lot of positives over at Two Thumbs Up Media, twothumbsupmedia.com, the podcast internet broadcast directory set up by everyone here at Netcast Studio and netcaststudio.com. Go over there and visit and discover new shows and new content. Steve, thanks again. And this will be out. Hopefully we get a lot of listens on this, the 100th episode of The Tech of Sports. Thanks for everyone for being a part of it. And you've been listening to The Tech of Sports, a Netcast Studio production.